WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's 5 days to the New Hampshire primary, where ABC's Rachel Scott says it could be the last chance for Nikki Haley to block Donald Trump.
The former president holding a rally here overnight, ramping up his attacks on Nikki Haley, insisting that if she is the Republican nominee, then they will lose the White House in races up and down the ballot in November. Haley was quick to respond on social media, pointing out that under Trump's presidency, Republicans lost the House, the Senate, and eventually the White House.
Trump spent the first part of his Wednesday in a court in New York City for a civil trial determining if he must pay defamation damages to a woman who's accused him of sexual assault. Nearly 80 million people across the country are under some kind of snow or cold warning. Cold snaps linked to at least 37 deaths since Sunday. Pentagon says the U.S. military launched another round of strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. These rebels have been firing on commercial ships in the Red Sea. This is ABC News. Prince William paid a visit to his wife in the hospital after her surgery.
2 days after planned abdominal surgery, Kensington Palace confirms Kate is recovering in the London clinic. The palace did not provide further details on the type of operation she underwent, but confirmed to ABC News that her medical issue is non-cancerous. The wife of Prince William and mother of their three kids is expected to remain hospitalized for 10 to 14 days before returning to the family's home in Windsor to recover. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
King Charles will have a procedure on his enlarged prostate next week. Apple is disabling a feature on two of its Apple Watches that measure a user's blood oxygen level. The technology involves at the center of a patent dispute. Apple is at risk of having imports banned. And Burt's Bees teaming up with Hidden Valley Ranch for a series of lip balms. The flavors include ranch dressing, buffalo sauce, and carrot. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse says he had a meeting with human resources a week before he was fired. The conversation was about pornographic videos he and his wife created and posted online. Joe Gow says he did not expect to be fired as quickly as he was. 10% of Wisconsin teenagers tried to commit suicide last year. Teens tell surveys they're anxious about social media, school, climate change, guns, and politics. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says there is a silver lining.
The good news is that kids are talking about mental health. They're not afraid to say that they're anxious. They're not afraid to reach out for help. They're not afraid to support each other.
Hall says more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have student-led mental health programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks get clobbered in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers, Giannis Antetokounmpo inactive due to a right shoulder contusion. Milwaukee only scoring 2 points in the first 6 minutes, losing to the Cavaliers by 40 points, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin:
we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game. You know, the start of the game, which is, again, we dug ourselves in the hole, and this time we couldn't get out of it.
Up next, the Bucks play the worst team in basketball, the Pistons, in Detroit, Saturday afternoon. NFL, Mike McCarthy will remain the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. McCarthy has 1 year left on his contract there. The Packers held practice. They faced the 49ers Saturday night. How's defensive back Jair Alexander doing with that sore ankle?
He's doing better. Just getting treatment and hopefully able to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay getting ready for their divisional playoff game against the 49ers. What makes San Francisco's defense so tough? I asked Packers right guard John Runyon.
This San Francisco defense, they don't do as much as any other defense we play this year. They're going to play their gap. They're going to be sound. They know where they're going to fit in their scheme, and it's going to be up to us to, you know, take them out of positions, mess with their eyes and stuff like that. And they have a good defense, and they play it hard, and they've been doing it for a long time, and that's what makes them so good on defense.
The kickoff Saturday night at 7:15. NBA, the Bucks got blown out by Cleveland. The Cavaliers jumping out to an early lead. They won 135-95. Adrian Griffin on what he told the team after losing by 40 points.
You know, I just talked to the team after the game about we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want.
yourself off there. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best. Just do your best. Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
It's time for Jack FM to see if you can actually buy happiness.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I asked Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach, what is the most important piece of equipment that you have for ice fishing? His reply actually astounded me. I'll tell you what it was, but first.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach is an avid ice angler even at 85 years old. He still gets out 3 or 4 days a week, sometimes more. I said, what's the most important piece of equipment that you're taking out on the ice? He chuckled a little bit and said, it's your brain. He said, you have to be able to use your head, use your thinking to be able to figure out where those fish are. You have to understand the patterns that go with the fish at that particular time of year. Whatever species you are targeting, you have to know where they're at so you can find them. That's the most difficult thing for most anglers, both open water and ice anglers, is their inability to find fish. So he says your most important piece of equipment is not anything that you carry like a rod or a reel or a sonar or a shelter or a heater. It is what's inside your head. It is your ability to think and use that ability to find the fish. Know what the pattern is for that particular time of year to put yourself onto the location where those fish will be. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
A little sunshine early on today, then a few flurries possible later this afternoon. Our high today right around 9 above with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight some light snow, 2 below 0. Tomorrow a little light snow early on, then mostly cloudy with a high near 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 17 below.
Here's a bunch of songs in a row you can wrap your head around. But why would you?
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. The sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go.
disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A. All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy.
FM. Great music. Shame about the rest.
Another one bites the dust.
93.1 Jack FM, playing what we want.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Said, are you gonna be my girl? It's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Enough in this channel for the both of us.
Check FM is not intended for commercial use. And yet...
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nachos! Get your nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Hey, folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
A little sunshine early on today, then a few flurries possible later this afternoon. Our high today right around 9 above with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight some light snow, 2 below 0. Tomorrow a little light snow early on, then mostly cloudy with a high near 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 17 below.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced Yak.
Listen.
Wow, you have a playing what we want machine too? But yours looks like a phone.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there.
Accepting lip service at 866-930-JACK.